9 productivity hacks to blast forward.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction personal empowerment podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, I had the good fortune in business to work with some of the most effective productivity people that I've ever met. I mean, these people could get 20 things done in the time that they could maybe get 3 things done, you know. The average person would get 3 things done. These people could get 20 things done. They had secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. They're hacks, and they're going to help you be more successful in your business, in your career, in attracting and manifesting the life you desire. Because when you apply these productivity hacks, you're just going to blast forward. I mean, everything, all the resistance is going to melt before you because you are effective. Effective and efficient. Effective and efficient. What a wonderful combination, especially if you have a small business, a medium-sized business, if you're a manager, if you're in sales, if you have a career that you're trying to catapult to the next level. Applying these 9 productivity hacks is a must. Are you ready? Well, I know you are, but I have to tell you this first. Be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube because every month we are giving away 3 Manifesting Accelerator programs. These programs go from $49 to $69, and we've created them so that as you listen to them, they help you reshape and empower your subconscious mind to attract what you desire quicker, faster, with less resistance. We give 3 of them away. All you have to do is be on the list. You'll get an email, and we'll send you the Manifesting Accelerator absolutely free. Every month, we're giving away 3 of them to our subscribers. Okay, here we go. Number 1, you've got to learn to say no. Everything we talk about on this podcast and the law of attraction and manifesting is about learning to say yes. But there are times when you must simply say no. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be harried about it. Just say no. Say, I can't take that project on right now. I can't focus on that right now. That's not a priority to me right now. And say no. Mean it. And move forward. Look, if you're one of those people that can't say no, then you're going to have a desk filled with unfinished projects. And the real stuff, the nitty-gritty, the stuff that's really important to you, oftentimes you're not going to get to it as quickly because other people are pushing you. They're saying, hey, where's my this? Where's my that? You know what I'm saying? They've given you something. You didn't say no. You took it on. And now you're being pushed. And so that takes away from the real nitty-gritty, your true intentions, your goals that you are setting on a regular basis. Well, next, you have to prioritize. And so I just want you to get simple with this. I don't think you need to make this complex. Every night before you go to bed, what are your top 3 priorities? Now, you might have 10 or 15 priorities or things that you want to focus on or get done. But I just want you to focus on your top 3 and start on them in the morning when you first get to the office, when you first begin working, because what happens is people tend to put off the tough stuff. They say, well, I'll get to that a little bit later. That's not a priority right now. Well, it is a priority, okay? And if it is a priority, get to it right away. The top 3 priorities every night. Set your goals ahead of time. You should have a goal for the year. What's your goal, your income goal, your sales goal? What are your production goal, your investment goal? What are your goals for the year? What are your goals for the next 3 months? And then break it down into weekly goals. Here's our goal for this week. Let's shoot real. Let's not even worry about the rest of the year. Let's put all of our power and energy into achieving the goal of the week. And when you get into the habit of manifesting the goal of the week every week, pretty soon it's a habit. And you start to raise your goals. And all of a sudden, your 3-month goals, your 6-month goals, your yearly goals, they're not that far off. I mean, they don't seem that far away. It just becomes easier all the way around. So set your goals on a regular basis and be sure and write them down. Well, look, you need to stay away from social media as much as you can. I'm not against social media, and for some of you, it's part of your business, and I understand it, but focus on your business when you're doing your social media, and spend as little time on social media as possible, because the real business isn't taking place on social media unless that's where you're generating your leads from, okay? So you can get trapped in that social media, and pretty soon you've got, Twitter and Bumper and Kicker, and you got so many things going at one time, it's just not worth it. And then you get talking with friends back and forth, and they just want to chew up your time. Oh, I'm telling you, if I take the time to answer a client who has written me on, say, Skype, say I get a Skype message during the day, and I answer that question, and then I get another one. And pretty soon this person is going back and forth. And next thing you know, I've chewed up an hour. Okay, so I don't do that anymore. I don't answer these text messages, Skype messages, all of that kind of stuff. I tell my clients very clearly, you have a private email address. Write to me there. When I have allocated the time, I will go there, and to the best of my ability, I will answer your questions or address your concerns. But man, it can just be a time waster. So stay away from social media. And along with that, my next tip is to work offline as much as you can. Turn the internet off and just work offline. And do the work that you have to do without the distraction of things popping up on your screen. And, all of a sudden you hear something. Somebody says, well, did you hear that in the news? Well, next thing you know, you're checking all the news channels. Turn your internet off. Get off the internet and focus on productivity. Focus on what you need to do. Now, again, these are specific hacks. But I understand that some of you need to monitor your online presence from time to time. And I understand that. And if you have to do that, do it. But don't convince yourself that you have to do it. Don't convince yourself, because maybe you don't. And maybe you would be more productive spending 2 or 3 hours with the internet completely turned off. Turn your cell phone off too. Okay? Next, establish a routine. What's your routine in the morning? What time do you get up? What time do you do your exercising? What time do you eat breakfast? What time do you meditate? Routine. What time do you go to the office? What do you do first when you get to the office? I hope it's tackle your biggest priority of the day, but you get the idea. You have to have a routine. Success comes through winning routines. Success is built on winning habits. People that don't have routines or habits are generally not very successful because they're flopping here, flopping there, doing it this way, doing it that way, and they don't have a power routine. You take the top 100 millionaires, billionaires in the world, and you ask them what their routine is, and they can tell you concisely exactly what their routine is. Aggressively remove distractions from your inbox. So you've got an inbox filled with stuff. Get rid of the junk. I mean, be aggressive about it, because you don't need all that. You need your priorities there. That's the, and you only need what you're working on or what you're going to answer. The rest, dump it. Or if you think you might need it, put it in a save file. But aside from that, get rid of all the junk in your inbox. Well, next, wake up early and spend some time in gratitude and meditation. I don't care how you meditate. You can walk, go for a walk. You know, you can, I like to go for, we go for a family walk. And we walk and we just, sometimes there's no talking at all. Other times we're listening to something, but we're kind of meditating as we go. Anyway, whatever form of meditation you choose, whether it's prayer, whether it's walking, you know, you can combine your exercise with your meditation. You can combine your affirmations with your meditation. All of this can be very concise, but wake up early and meditate. And if you're going to wake up early, my next hack is very important. Go to bed early. Have a regularly scheduled bedtime. And if you do some television watching or you're listening to audio programs or other things in the evening, kind of schedule it just like you do your business. Schedule it in, have a deadline, and when the clock strikes, whatever time you decide on, go to bed. You'll be surprised. It'll take you a while. I know some of you say you're night owls. Well, maybe you are, but you can retrain your body and your mind, and you can develop winning habits. You know, Ben Franklin used to say, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. I think it's good advice. I think it's a hack that was written 250 years ago by Ben Franklin that you ought to be using today. Look it, there's nothing stopping you from achieving your goals, from manifesting your dreams. There's nothing stopping you from the next rung on the ladder, from being more productive. Apply these productivity hacks. You're going to be absolutely thrilled 3 months from now, 6 months from now, at what you are accomplishing with your life. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.